بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Last week we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah جل جلاله is الشكور. That being who is most appreciative. That being who grants in abundance for little أعمال we do, Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives plenty in reward. Discussing these beautiful sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah, beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we can see behind every name of Allah, is an entire ocean, is a reality behind it. And this is not everything. This is just a fraction of really what this attribute has to it, attached to it, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our imaginations, our perception can't even imagine to what depth, what extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifats, how deep they are, how high they are. It's beyond our comprehension. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being is infinite, has no limitations, has no beginning, has no end. So to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when insan does little good a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give plenty in return, plenty. And we have no doubt in this. That is why very importantly, we are taught to have good thoughts of Allah, think positive of Allah. And also, when we think of the attributes of Allah, also understand, Ya Allah, the attribute has no end to it. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, Allah is most merciful, Allah ta'ala, His clemency has no boundaries, has no bounds, has no limitations whatsoever. So this too, when we, whatever we hear, Allah is still much more than that. It's not just confined to what we hear, what we read. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is way more than that. We can't even imagine it. But we are limited in our understanding. So little a'mal we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives plenty in reward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give. A few examples of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's extreme kindness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely appreciative. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He gives in return. The purity, at-tuhuru shatrul iman. Purity is half of iman. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, tamla'u ma bina as-samawati wal-ard, aw tamla'an. The praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying alhamdulillah. Person says one time alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. He recognizes Allah. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little action. He just said alhamdulillah. That's all he said alhamdulillah. It fills the scale. It fills the scales of good deeds. Glorifying and praising Allah by saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Both full or reward fills all the space between the heavens and the earth. Allahu Akbar. What a prophet he made. What a small investment. He says subhanallah, alhamdulillah. He said the rewards of this fill up the entire space between the heavens and the earth. So simple amal, but look at the reward in return. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said it to us, is already done. The reward, you will get it. Just to say subhanallah walhamdulillah. But this Hazrat says also, when you sit in the car, we're so accustomed now, just put on the radio, put on the radio, put on the radio. He said, put the radio off, start reading. In the shops also put on the Yasin Sharif, put on Quran Tilawat. But nobody is listening to it. That's grave disrespect to the Kalam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Cashiers are doing their work, staff are doing their work, and we bring Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, when it's being recited, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. They listen carefully. وَأَنْصِتُوا. Keep absolutely silent. Quran Tilawat is entertainment. Let it play for barakat's sake. The barakat will come when you will read it. That when the cassette is on or the CD is on. The person has to read it himself to get the benefit of it. Some cars have now the Safar Dua. Enter the car, person starts it. Now they're recording the Safar Dua. Possibly, Allah Ta'ala protect, accidents to happen, possibly that gadget might get saved. Because he read it. But for you to get saved, you have to read the Dua. You have to read the Dua. For the effect to happen, you have to read the Dua. So little amal, little du'as. So put the radio off. Listen, we should be reading our own Quran in the car, Yasin Sharif, or our tasbihat, whatever it may be. They need some time, you want to listen to Quran tilawat. They no speaking, no talking. They put the Quran on and enjoy the Quran tilawat. So subhanallah wa alhamdulillah, but full all the rewards for all the space between the heavens and the earth. Salat is a light, is nur, which illuminates the way for the person who is constant in offering salah. It shows you the light to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wa salatu nurun, wa sadaqatu burhanun, wa sabru ziya'un. Charity is a proof of the person's iman. Charity is a proof of the person's iman and evidence of his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are giving in charity. This is proof that a person has iman. He's spending because Allah has given his promise that I will reward you for this and I will now replace whatever you spend in the path of Allah. And there's also an evidence of his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person loves his wealth, doesn't want to separate from his wealth. But the love of Allah is so much in his heart that he's giving it on the name of Allah for the sake of Allah. There's already a proof. Person loves his wife, he spends on her. He loves his children, he spends on them. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spends on the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But how unfortunate nowadays we were to say it. How much people are spending on pets? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Was it mentioned to us one time also? The amount we're spending in the incorrect avenues. Remember, we have domestics at home. We have domestics. And they see how much we are spending. Naturally, they will hate us. That he spends more on the pet than the wages he gives me. They can see what you bring. Sometimes whatever, import, export, some pet food, some cat food. Now we have cats with lineages going to I don't know where. And people take pride. People say, how much is just for one cat? It cost us so much. Now my child wants a second one. What's the third one? How much is become like a craze right now, keeping pets? That money should be spending on the creation of Allah, and the makhluk of Allah. Give those that don't have. There's so many in our masajid. If you just go a little bit to the shops and you'll find them, that they only buy just for the day enough food. Our own local brothers that are working for us, our gardeners, washing our cars, etc. Go to the shops after Isha and see what they're buying for supper tonight. Just buying that little bit milk, bread, maybe some tin canned food, whatever. Just enough for the day, some sugar, some tea bags, that's it. We've got 1 month supply of food for the pet only. That too, it must be the best grade, top food. Then they got their own parlors also, their own hotels also. Have we taken them? Vaccination, whatever it may be now. We've been taking them for treatment, etc. And how we love them and how we take care of them. Well, Ilyas Ab Rahimullah, who was the revival of the effort of Tabligh and Da'wat, he mentioned to the Mewatis that time. He told the Mewatis who were in the effort of Da'wat that the Hindus will not come into Islam. We can give all the Da'wat. We can invite people towards Islam, but they won't come into the fold of Islam. That is why. He says, because your body language is loud enough, you don't like them. Your body language is loud enough, even the cat will understand if you show the cat big eyes. The cat will know you know how it will run away. You see, they understand your body language. You don't have that muhabbat for them. So you can imagine our locals, now they understand the body language. You just want to take work from them. They don't wish for them real iman that Allah saved them from the fire of Jahannam. They should not go to the fire of Jahannam. We've been sent now to bring them towards Islam. And the easiest way is to spend upon them. Is to spend upon them. And we know to make them happy is so easy, my dear brothers. This is shukur. Allah appreciates. We do so little. Allah gives so much. Do little for them. Do little for them. We know. Even the domestic or somebody in the street corner, give him just one slab of chocolate, normal Cadbury's. And see how he'll thank you, how he lift his hands. It's like a luxury for him. Somebody will send for us on Cadbury, we say, could have sent a lint. Or some. We've got enough of this, we can buy this. Somebody has to give us 100 rand, we say, take care now. Somebody gives us 10,000 rand, also, we say, alright. Give him 50 rand, Allahu Akbar. Give the domestic one 50 rand is so much for her. The car guard give him so much. It shows now that how far we've gone. So this has become like a pandemic now. Pets and how much we're spending upon them, how much we're grooming them and what. As it says now, people are taking pride now. Insan has dropped his level so low. As it says, we heard people now are actually taking selfies with their cats and their pets and all that. And they're posting online, the cat was sleeping like this, or the cat was jumping there, or the cat was... He said, oh insan, you ashraful makhluqat, the best of creation. Where has your izzat gone to that you're running behind animals? And now you know, take pictures of them, and photos of them, and upload them. He said, what has happened to you? Where has your mind gone to? The people bring the proof of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He loved cats. He didn't go buy 10,000 rand cats. The cats were there in Medina Munawwara. Himself, he didn't have food. So we can understand now when the ummah will come onto Israf, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah protect us. When we will come onto extravagance, then Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. Because you are squandering the wealth of Allah, not yours. That is Allah's wealth as amanat in your position. Allah's wealth is amanat, is a trust in your position. The example we give many a times, the Hazrat says you bought some expensive perfume, some shampoo, whatever, or something for the car, some wax, whatever it is. Told the boy now to him, shine the car, something new came out. You come out in the afternoon to see the car, and he's polishing his bicycle. He says, how upset you'll get. You know how much you paid for this? How much you paid for this? You washing your bicycle. So this says Allah Ta'ala gave us the highest commodity, most expensive commodity, for which Nabi Ali Salatu Salam gave all the sacrifice, the deen of Allah. What are we doing to the deen now? We're spending our health, wealth and our time on the deen of Allah, we're spending it now on everything else. On everything else. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. We come to our senses, my dear brothers. What we're doing, and how many of our family have these pets, but they're feeding them haram food. You can't, anything that is haram. You cannot consume, you cannot give animals also. You cannot give animals even haram food. Some chicken, they in that pet food, if the chicken is haram, that animal cannot, you cannot purchase it. It's haram to purchase and to feed the animal. Whether it's fish also, you have a fish tank at home. All these are the creations of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they have to be given even halal food. Now you complain, even halal food is so expensive for us. Now what about for the animals? So if you're going to feed them haram food, then you can't even keep them. We don't have to keep them, and to one extent, now some brothers are going into a different extreme, they keep reptiles. You know, people are asking now, can you keep reptiles, snakes and lizards and all this? You can imagine what is the quality of the heart. Now, Allah Ta'ala protect us. That the whole Dajjali Zamana is starting. That the Dajjal will look so terrible, now we're getting accustomed to all these things. And how many people now, they say already in the Western countries, this young kids now have become so much in love with the animals that now they also want to act like the animals too. They also want to act like them, jump like them, and meow like them, and bark like them. And at one time, ulama was saying whatever is happening in the Western countries took about 5-10 years to come to our shores. By the time we came over here, those kids already had special therapy now to put their brain state again. Because something happened to them, they were doing all these funny things. So therapy, new drugs came out now to treat them. Because some the wiring of the brain went off. The Hazrat said, actually, one nut went loose. Now the whole thing is coming here overnight. What they're doing, they already got sick, they spewed it out, and now we're grabbing it. We bring it over here. And how many youngsters we heard also, that the cat got knocked, he's in depression. Can't eat, can't sleep. The girl is crying the whole night. I lost my cat. More time and more love for the pet than for their own siblings also. For their own parents also. We can see now which way the ummah is. We are the ummah. Hazrat says that, Subhanallah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Imamul Anbiya. The Imam of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We already have an Imam. And we are the Imam of the entire world. But Hazrat says, what has happened? Now the roles have turned around. Positions have changed. We have become the followers. They have initiated and started all these things. We are taking on to it. Ummah didn't start this. They started all these things. Now the Ummah is going. So who's the Imam and who's the Muqtadi? We're supposed to be the Imams, not the followers. We have dropped our own status. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the shukur, most appreciative. Appreciate the bounties of Allah and use them in the correct avenue. This is appreciation to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So patience is, and so salatu nur and salah is nur. Then sadaqah is a burhan, is a proof of the person's iman. How he spends his wealth and evidence of his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That a person spends in the path of Allah, on the correct avenues, on the makhluq of Allah. He takes care of the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this is one very, very great avenue, become the friend of Allah. When insan takes care of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he takes care of insan, spends upon insan with the intention of bringing him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that person his beloved. Patience, to have sabr is an illumination, is nur, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminates the state part for the person. When the person has patience, Allah ta'ala opens the way for him. The Quran Sharif is an evidence for you against, an evidence for you or against you on the day of Qiyamah. Every person departs in the morning and sells his soul. Every person departs in the morning and sells his soul. He either frees it from the fire from the punishment or destroys it every morning. It's the decision you make, which way you are going. Those that wake up for Fajr Salah, the Hadith Sharif says, they are the flag bearers of Iman. They are the flag bearers of Iman, those that care for Fajr Namaz and go to the masjid. They are carrying the flag of Iman of Islam. Allah Ta'ala declares these people have Iman. And those that miss the Fajr Salah, they go first to the marketplace, they are the flag bearers of Shaitan. They are in his Jamaat, in his group. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam says the Quran that every person departs in the morning and sells his soul, he either frees it from the punishment or destroys it by deprivation on the day of Qiyamah and being distanced from the bounties of paradise. Either he sells it to Shaitan or he sells it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all depends on him, which way the heart goes, which way he turns in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or towards the path of Shaitan. The third hadith in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being appreciative. No Muslim plants a tree without his receiving the reward of charity. Just planting a tree also. Today they make us believe that Arbor Day is something from they came up with. All this thing we have in Sharia. All this thing, the hadith has a human rights, animal rights, when it comes to the fauna and flora and the greenery and everything else. All the riwayat ahadith are there. No Muslim plants a tree without his receiving the reward of charity for whatever is eaten from it. Whatever is eaten from there is eaten the reward of sadaqah. Whatever is stolen from there also. Even the fruit is stolen also. That's why Mashayikh say make intention. If anything is stolen of yours, make need of sadaqah. If a person stole it, Ya Allah, he must not get the punishment for it. Ya Allah, make it halal for him. You gave it in that way, Allah Ta'ala will give it back to you. Double in return. Whatever is stolen from it, and whatever someone takes from it, he'll get the reward of sadaqah and charity. After his demise also, the tree is there, he will still get the reward for it. When a person falls ill or goes on a journey, the good deeds that he used to do, he had a habit of doing good amal. He had a tartib, he had his ma'amulat. The good deeds that he used to do while he was healthy or not traveling. So when he was healthy, he had certain amal he used to do every day. He had a pattern in his daily ma'amulat. Now he's traveling, he can't keep up to it. Or when he was in good health, then he was doing certain amal. Now he's not too well, he cannot do those amal. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says that he used to do while he was healthy and not traveling are recorded in his favor. Allah Ta'ala commands the malaika to continue writing the rewards of the amal. A banda is sick now, he can't do it. But he was doing it. So write the rewards for him. Or he's gone on safar, he cannot do it. But continue writing as if now he's still sitting in the masjid. He's still doing the amal. Write the reward for this. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. That you're not doing it, but you're still getting the reward for it. For this, our mashayikh say, that we also be appreciative. Sometimes you go home, the wife is not ready, food is not ready, so be it. Little sabr, little patience. Have you said, patience now will be nur for you. He'll show you the right path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Be patient. One is now being patient, sitting there in the dining room with a big balloon face. As I say, like now the car, knocked on popo, like a popo face. What happened? Nothing. Nothing. You can see something is wrong with you. When she says nothing is wrong, you know big problem. Are you saying nothing? Then sabr, go in the kitchen, can I help you? Maybe you got delayed. Shall I set the table? Shall I put the water down? Shall I do this? But if sets up or sits now and is waiting now, what happened? Today he thinks they are late. As if now he's got imamat or something, he's got a rush. Then now he's got a rush. He's got a whole variety. He can go 7:30 somewhere for Isha, somewhere else is 7:00, somewhere else 7:15. He's got a whole variety. But no, now he found an excuse now, one point. Now to be upset with her. That'll suffer now. Appreciate all his weeks, all his days, everything was good. Possibly she got late a little bit, wasn't feeling too well, whatever it was. So a little bit of patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so patient with us. So much patience. And Allah ta'ala appreciates what little bit you are doing and giving you the reward. Oh my wife, you are doing all this time? No problem. Although we are tired, whatever it may be now, she's also tired. It's Spend one day at home, then we know what it is. Spend one day at home, then we'll understand now what it means to run the house. We don't have that patience. Like one person told me, he said, Mufti Sahab, I can run 10 shops, but sitting at home for one day is not possible. 10 shops I can run, no problem. But to sit at home with just one, two children, that I can't do for a whole day. I better sit in the 10 shops and run it like that. So we know what they are going through. You know, all that in between now, they're still doing the cooking and doing all the cleaning, and now waiting for us. And now we walk in like Alani. Everything must be up to date, clean, children must be clean, homework is done, everything. Just command and demand. They say, support, appreciate her. Tell her shukr. Hazrat Wala has a whole bayan on this. She's become a mother, respect her. She's become a mother, and I will respect her. Whoever goes to the masjid at the crack of dawn, or at the end of the day, just goes to the Fajr Salah, then he comes to Isha Salah. Allah prepares for him a special feast in Jannat for every time that he went at the crack of dawn or at the end of the day. Allah Ta'ala prepares every day. And all that has been prepared for you in Jannat, at Fajr time and Isha time. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala appreciates that you went for Fajr Salah, a meal is now prepared for you in Jannati food. SubhanAllah, we can't even imagine the taste of it. And how it must be served also. How it must be served, like how dunya is. The waiters, they will be waiting for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Allah recorded the good. Allah recorded the good and evil deeds. It then explained them as follows. Whoever intends doing a good deed, but does not carry it out, Allah recalls it as a complete good deed. He only made niyat, he didn't do it. Allah says, complete good deed, record it. But if he intends doing a good deed and carries it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as some 10 up to 700 good deeds. Allahu Akbar, that's the Prophet. One good deed, minimum reward is 10. فَلَهُ عَشْرُ مَثَالِهَا إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala gives as much as he wants to up to 700 good deeds and even more. Whoever intends doing an evil action but does not carry it out, he only intended, his planning, his plotting, Allah recalls it as a good deed. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says good deed. But he's intending to do evil. Allah says a good deed. But if he intends doing an evil deed and carries it out, Allah recalls it as one evil deed only. Not 10, not 700, only one he has done. But the good a'mal, Allah Ta'ala records much more than that. Allah is most pleased with a person. Look how easy it is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most pleased with a person when he eats a meal and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. He says, Alhamdulillah. Every morsel, Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is most pleased. Or he takes a sip of water, a drink, and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Allah Ta'ala loves it. Allah says, when I afflict my servant by taking away his two most beloved things, Allah says, Hadith al-Qudsi, when I afflict my servant by taking away his two most beloved things, referring to his eyes, Allah Ta'ala tests him. Allah takes his sight away. فَصَبَرَ and he remains patient. Allah Ta'ala says, عَوَطْتُهُ مِنْهُمَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah says that over this loss he is patient, I give him Jannat as a replacement. Allahu Akbar. Allah takes the eyes away. Look at now the reward for this. Sabr on two eyes, he cannot see anymore. Yes, a big test. Allah says, for you Jannah. You can't see dunya, you'll see Jannat. And in Jannat you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever truthfully asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shahadat, for martyrdom, he makes dua for shahadat, for martyrdom, Allah shall convey him to the rank of the martyrs, even if he passes away on his bed. Allah gives him the rank. Allah appreciates so much. He made the dua. Allah gives him the reward. When any fatigue, illness, worry, grief, injury and anxiety afflicts a Muslim, who doesn't have any of this? Who doesn't have? But now, insan, you see the whole society and environment has become now, they make us believe that you got anxiety, then you need some therapy. Or you got some this or you got that. Something is wrong with you. Because they believe now you got to have a perfect life. You got to have a perfect life. So they've made all facilities around them now, external facilities. As the Talmud say, Rahmatul Alayk, Rahat or Rahat, ek cheez hai, or Asbabe Rahat, ek or cheez hai. You would say that Rahat and comfort and sukoon and peace of mind is something else. And the asbab and the means of comfort are something else. If we have the asbab and the means of comfort, it will not bring you comfort. It will not bring you comfort. How many a person has all the asbab around him, all facilities, amenities around him. But he has no peace of mind. He has all the food, but he can't eat. Doctor says he can't eat. You got pressure, or you got sugar, or you've got sugar, then you can't eat this. And he's got all the baking there. Wife got a degree in baking also, selling baking, but he can't eat. So all the asbab are there, but I can't do anything. So whether it's fatigue, tiredness, whether it's illness, whether it's worry, whether it's grief, injury and anxiety afflicts a Muslim to the extent that even if a thorn pricks him, to that extent even if a thorn has to prick him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most certainly atones his sins through these afflictions. Allah ta'ala forgives his sins. Just because of the worry he is going through, Allah ta'ala makes maaf all his gunas. Some anxiety he is going through, Allah ta'ala forgives sin. One point to remember over here now. You don't give somebody grief so he gets awab. Giving the wife now, grief a little bit, so you get some sawab also. Give her anxiety, whether it's the driving, whether it's the traveling, whether it's the house, something. So say, no, you're getting sawab for this, to make sabr. No, no, no. That you're doing it, somebody else says a sawab for this, we heard the hadith. Just now. That you must give rahat. Then you must give comfort. The biggest usul and principle when it comes to life is hard on myself, easy on others. Hard on myself, easy on others. Always remember this. Sometimes we hear the bayan that you must do like this, do like that, so we take this stick and hit everybody else. But myself, I take it easy. But they must do it like that. Wife, she must dress like that. But I'm alright. Brother, she must make. But I can speak to my cousins. But she can't speak. No, no. I won't. If I'm in a situation, I'll make my parda. I'll look down. If I'm caught up in a situation now, family, da'wat, we can't segregate it, you put us in a situation, I'll make my parda. As I mentioned, now make a plan, take a false call and disappear. Make hello, hello, assalamu alaikum. And disappear after that. Come and everything is finished. See what happened? I had a call to take. Call of nature, Allah Ta'ala called me away because I couldn't sit here. It's a natural call that I couldn't sit here with everybody. So the wife will understand. In-laws will understand also that now he's making parda. So hard on myself. What we'll do, we'll give the wife, because you can't sit here. Why do you move it up from here? See all men over here. You move it up. Ladies are here also. So I'll disappear quietly. Then they'll understand now. We give it to us. I could have sit there. It wasn't right. It wasn't. One is now, I'm going to topple the table over here. No, I go away quietly. I wasn't comfortable. Maybe you all are comfortable, but I wasn't comfortable. So what will happen? Allah Ta'ala put in their hearts. The next time we won't have it like this. Next time. And now these unfortunately people ask also, you make strict parada. But we don't know what's strict, what's moderate. Parada is parada. Sharia is sharia. It's simple. This whole thing now, this whole war and terror started. Extreme Islam. Islam is moderate. Quran says, Hadith Sharif says that deen is moderate. This is the ummah of moderation. But how they coined this term, that even the Muslim is using it also. They're very strict. What do you mean very strict? There's only one deen. There's only one type of parda. There's only one type of deen, one type of sharia. This is for everyone. There's no moderate type. Either you're doing it or you're not doing it. You're doing it correctly or you're not doing it correctly. It's the wrong way. So there's only one type of deen, not the extreme or the heavy. Deen is sharia. Sharia is deen. Quran is Quran. Hadith is hadith. So there is no such thing now as we choose and we want to. That is why Allah Ta'ala said in Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. O people of Iman, listen carefully. Allah is addressing the believers. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Come completely to deen Islam. Come completely. Don't tailor make your own type of deen. It's not deen. Don't tailor make your. There's no tailor made type of deen. We're so used to this now. Tailor, everything is tailor made. Or designer. Allah Ta'ala already designed it. It's done, finished. Allah designed it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the best model, the best mode in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's it, period. There's nothing less, nothing more. You just have to do it like that. Not that now parda is on sometime, parda is off sometime. Sometimes he's just speaking to some people, and sometimes he's speaking to some people. Deen is deen. If I'm weak, say I'm weak. But don't say now that they're making strict, and we are but now easy going. We are liberal, so we are fine. Sometimes we eat together, sometimes we don't eat together. So it shouldn't be like that now. Deen is deen. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to come into Islam completely. Uqul bisilmi kafa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Allah says, O people of Iman, aminu. believe, have full trust, full faith, full iman in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't play with the deen of Allah. Yes, if I am weak, I am weak, but don't ask these questions. Unfortunately now, when people go for proposal also, then this will come out now, but you'll make parda, stick parda you'll make. Now what is stick parda? I can't understand now. When they say stick parda with who? What you mean? Now, unfortunately, make parda with everybody, but in the house you don't make parda. With who? With the brother-in-law. Hadith Sharif, you say the brother-in-law is maut. The brother-in-law is alhamdu wal maut. There now we don't make the parda. But the sister-in-law, then we don't make parda. That's the most dangerous part of it. When we leave, then we'll make. Sometime with the garden boy, or the boy working in the house, no parda. Remember, he's also a man. But we feel now what he knows. He's a man also. He has desires within him. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a perfect deen. There's no fault in it. It's for our own protection. It is for our own protection. So we don't play with these terms now. That strict deen, or the very this thing, or like that, etc. Deen is deen. We are weak, inshallah, we will get there. And when the boys come or the girls come, then yes, we want. It should be that we want to come onto deen. We mentioned also the other Eid and Eid Bayan. Many parents do want this in the house too. They do want, we want all only eat together. But the father of the house doesn't understand now in his own children's house the problems they have. When's the last time that son was intimate with the wife? Or that sister-in-law is looking attractive to him? It's happening, my dear brothers. Sometimes you've got to spell it out. Old people don't understand, or they don't want to understand. You want the family all together, all together, all together. And his wife doesn't look attractive anymore. And we know more than often, we have to see these things, more than often, the person is more charming with the sister-in-law than his wife. Sometimes the wife is talking to the sister on the phone. They tell the wife, tell her this joke, tell her some fancy point. He'll thrill the sister-in-law, but he won't thrill the wife. But this thing happens. And she thinks to himself, you know, he's very charming. My husband is a dead goat, he doesn't say anything. Doesn't know one joke also. But this brother-in-law, see how happy they are. And unfortunately, my dear brothers, some people even come to this extent. They come to this extent, they say, you know what, okay, we are trying on deen. But wife and I are only fighting. I see my connections, no parda, nothing, they're having a good life. They're doing holiday together everywhere. Staying in hotels, they're going in one car, they're enjoying, they're going to beach, having picnic, and they're having a good life. Yeah, my wife and I are coming into deen, we're only fighting. We're better off not doing these things. Na'uzubillah. Na'uzubillah. How come they're happy? Who'll be happy in dunya? Dunya is jannat for the kafir. Those that are doing the amal of kufr, yes, they'll be happy. Shaitan is their friend. Shaitan is their friend. Obviously, shaitan is going to make you fight. That's why we tell the husbands now, keep cool. Don't say anything. And tell the wife, you have a sweet tongue also. Because shaitan will make you fight even more. Because you're trying to bring deen into your life. But this comes out also that, see, we came out to deen. And now we're only fighting. Before that, we had no fight. Before that, everything was fine. Because you're friends of shaitan. Shaitan won't make you fight. There's no need to make effort on you because you're already doing the job of shaitan. You are now socializing, calling others for da'wat also. Let's we all go together. Go eat out here, go eat out there. Let's do this, let's do that. Now when you stop everything, then shaitan will pull out his snout and I put in the poison of fight now. Then everything will start. Now you have to make sabr now. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ Quran says that إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا once your iman will become correct, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ do good amal, وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ and now you command the good, encourage one another to do the haqq and the right things. Once you come into this, then وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ then be patient also. Then be patient. It won't be easy. For this we read Sahaba Ikram's lives also. If really now the system of Allah Ta'ala was that they come unto deen, everything is smooth, the Sahaba Ikram will be having the best of lives. They brought iman and persecution started. For 13 long years, when it was kufr, when it was drinking, when his promiscuity was there and incest, then there was no problem. Then they all were happy. When they brought iman, then everything turned around. Then they made sabr. Allah Ta'ala made them the guides of mankind. So that person in every home now who will do this, he has to make sabr. Allah will make him the beacon of hidayat in his family. Yes, they will say different things about him. He's gone too heavy. Oh, he's like this. Oh, he's like that. Oh, he's rude. Whatever. That rude. Quietly we do a word. Quietly. He has a Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that if you want that batini nisbat, the inner connection with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You want a strong connection with Allah. He said, do simple things. He says, simple things you've got to do. Khalwat. Say, be alone most of the time. Yes, you're with family. But we don't need friends after hours. Spend your time at home, masjid, business, that's it. Khalwat. Tarke kalam. Speak as less as possible. Yes, with the family you speak. What you don't have to say, don't say. Tarke kalam. Or ma'asi say ijtinab. And refrain from gunas and sins. Keep to yourself. Do your work quietly. Speak as less as possible. Speak what you have to speak. Refrain from guna and sin. And say in the company of the pious. You say, Allah will give you a strong inside connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because now you're silent. Now you've got time to think and ponder. Now you've got time to think about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now a little bit of cell phone, put it off also. Let your heart now talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let the dhikr start. Even be in the business also. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, break away. Let that iman come in the car. Sitting in the car also, as I mentioned, don't put the quietly sit there. Now you're in khalwat in your car. Now you're in isolation. You're not speaking to anybody. But they also, that phone won't leave. Put it off now, leave it. Take out this bisar reading. And now get the connection to Allah. How you will enjoy those moments in the car now? And they are all alone. Me and my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So whether it's fatigue, illness, worry, grief, injury also, and anxiety afflicts a Muslim to the extent that even if a thorn pricks him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most certainly forgives his sins through these afflictions. Allah ta'ala give us the reality and the understanding, inshallah, that Allah ta'ala appreciates, and we also appreciate the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We'll read a few lines in regards to spiritual disease of anger. So here it explains the effects of suhbat or companionship. Effects of companionship. That when the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was beating his slave or disciplining his slave, then he heard a voice from behind calling out to him, "I'lam Aba Mas'ud, Allahu aqdaru alayka minka alayhi wa Aba Mas'ud." Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more power over you than you have over your slave. So when he turned around, when he turned around, and فَإِذَا هُوَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who addressed me. I don't beat him up. Allah has more power over you than you have over the slave. Immediately he stopped. Hazrat brings that poor, beautiful line of poetry, that ji uthe murde teri awaz se. Ji othe murde, teri awaz se, the dead have sprung to life upon hearing your voice. So Nabi of Allah, his heart became dead for that moment. I forgot. I started hitting the slave, heard your voice, and the heart came to life again because of your voice. This was the voice of Nubuwwat, whereby the hearts of the Sahaba Ikram sprang to life. Where the voice of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and life came into their hearts, whereby the spiritual ailments were cured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the blessings of companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately gave the tawfiq to act upon the directive hinted at. He just hinted at it, and already their hearts took it. By the virtue of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's company, an immensity of courage and power is infused within one. By sitting with them, a person has the courage now to fight his nafs. Those sins which one was unable to give up for years or rather decades, on end are given up after a few days spent in the company of the pious. Put it to test. Stay with them for a while and see for yourselves what happens to you. The amount of time we spend with our pious elders, we find 5 days, 2 days. There's no thought of making guna and sin also. It's like non-existent, it's not there. Like I never did it, I never thought about it. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Rahmatullah Ali, our Dada Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, was our great Dada, Hazrat Hakim Sab Sheikh, was asked, and this was related to me by Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, who said to me, "I'm relating to you, Hakim Akhtar, I'm relating to you something about your Sheikh." Someone asked Hazrat Mawlana Purpuri Rahmatullah Ali, "What is the speciality of the proverbial touchstone that turns iron into gold by its touch?" Before they had like a touchstone, put it next to iron and it'll turn into gold also, the alchemy. He replied, "Do not ask how or why. Merely put a piece of iron against the touchstone and see for yourself whether the iron is turned to gold or not. What is achieved by asking? Go and do it and see. See for yourself what happens. Do you not observe the number of people who are addicted to wine and wantonness, and have become the friends of Allah by virtue of the friends of Allah's company they resorted to. If that now could affect some touchstone, could make iron into gold, we can imagine the hearts of the friends of Allah, what they do to the hearts of the sinners. It will turn them to friends of Allah Ta'ala also. And as it mentioned also, sit a little while in the company of a person who has some passion or hobby. You'll ignite that in your heart also. Like I mentioned now. You never had a pet in your house because somebody got a pet. I see the cat playing around. And tell you, why don't you get one also? Take your daughter to that house, she'll come and say, Baba, buy us one also, please. Please, we also want one. Finished. Just one evening only, and a person got caught. Whatever it may be. You had no intention now to buy a car, to upgrade, and tell you, you know, this deal, that deal. You know what, I never thought about it. Already is caught. So we don't give ourselves a chance now to sit to the Ahlullah. There was a poet residing in Jompur by the name of Abdul Hafiz, who was in the habit of consuming liquor. On hearing about Tanabawan, the Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, being the place where people are turned into human beings, in the true sense of the word, he also went there with the hope that this drunkard can also become a human being worthy of the name. As the Pupuri Rahmatullah Ali went on to relate how he went there and became bayat with the Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a simple man, he came with had this habit of his. Having arrived at the Khanka with the stubble of a few days on his chin, he had a stubble, little beard. Adorning his cheeks, he shaved it. Then the Khanka, he went and shaved it off. He shaved it, and thereafter requested, Hazrat, will you please make me bayat? Say, Ajib Baat, why you removed your beard and now you came for bayat? Thinking now he looked tip-top and take bayat now with a clean-shaven face. Hazrat asked him, since your intention was to become bayat, why did you remove the noor which was adorning your cheeks? Why you took it out? Well, sometimes the nafs of shaitan is like that. Now Hazrat gave one example also. Person now self-medicate, he had no sheikh. He said, no, I reach Allah Ta'ala on my own. Person now wants to do his own heart surgery. We can imagine what will happen. He can't cut his own hair properly. But he wants to self-medicate, put his heart right. So now he was on his own. So he heard now, whatever your nafs tells you, he was opposite. Never listen to your nafs. So this now, not a blanket ruling. But he took it, whatever your nafs desires, he was opposite. So one day he came to his heart, you know, put some nice ether. He said, hey, nafs, see, you like good smell. So to oppose the nafs, what he did, he took some stool and put in his nostrils. So when he went to the masjid, after a couple of days, somebody smelled him, the sheikh said, hey, what's the stench? And I said, tensioning my nafs. He said, why? He said, my nafs want a good smell. I said, no, I won't give it. So what you did? He said, no, I put. He said, but your namaz is not valid. Because you're carrying napaki upon you. Now see where the nafs took him. He thought now he's doing something great, tensioning his nafs up. But the nafs now, salah was invalid because he's carrying that amount of feces upon his body. So he also now, one of Ustaz Tullah, also one person was in the Darulum, also self-medicating spiritually. So every time he would go to the toilet before he entered, he'd take out his topi. Ask him, why you take out your topi? This is now his own tasawuf. He says it's a napak place. Topi is sunnat. His park, you can't even park into a napak place. But the sunnat is to wear the topi in the toilet. He said, no, can't wear it over there. He says, oh, wiring went off a little bit. Alignment went off. That's why they said, we need the spiritual doctors. Oh, we'll do our own things. To this he replied, he took out his beard. Hazrat, you are Hakim al-Ummah. You are Hakim al-Ummah. You are the wise one of the Ummah, the physician of the Ummah. While I am Marid al-Ummah. I am the sick one of the Ummah. So the sick one has come to the physician. So it is necessary for the patient to disclose his total condition to the physician. So this was actually a lie. This few stands I have wasn't the reality. This is my reality. This is who I am. I don't need to keep a beard. So this was his level of sincerity now. So that you can see me who I am. This is what I am really. I don't keep beard and I don't do these things. So it is necessary for the patient to disclose his total condition to the physician so that the prescription can be proportionate to the plight. This action outwardly was not correct, but due to the fact that his intention was good, Hazrat did not reprimand him further. Thereafter he said, hereafter your blade will never touch my cheeks. He took bayat and he says, now I take bayat to you, now this beard will never come out. Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali made him bayat, after which he returned to Jompur. A year later, the Tani Rahmatullah Ali went to Jaunpur to deliver a bayan. He observed an elderly person with a fist-length beard standing close by. He asked who this person was and was informed that it was the same person who had visited Thana Bhawan a year earlier. They had a full sunnat beard now. Hazrat expressed joy upon seeing his beard. Hazrat Pupuri Rahmatullah Ali explained that he was granted a very good death, same person, because of his sincerity. For full 3 days he kept on crying within his house before his mouth. For full 3 days he cried. He was overtaken by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within the confines of his room, he restlessly went from one wall to the other wall, crying all the time. In this way, while gripped with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his soul parted from his body and went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The following couplets were the ones that brought to completion his diwan. Who is a poet, O poetic compilation, Meri khulkar sayakari tu dekho, aur unki shan sattari tu dekho, gira jata hoon, jeete ji zameen mein, gunahon ki gira bari tu dekho. Dekho what he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hua bi'at hafiz, Ashraf Ali say, bai ghaflat ye hushyari tu dekho. He says, oh Allah, consider full well the extent of my wickedness, he's saying to Allah before he passed away, in poetic form. Say, Allah, consider full well the extent of my wickedness and my evilness, and bear in mind the extent of his veiling. Ya Allah, I got plenty of gunas, but your veiling has no limit. How you veil me my entire life? I am sinking into the bowels of the earth while still alive. Meaning my gunas are too heavy, ya Allah. I'm sinking with it right now. Consider the weight of sins I bear, oh my Allah. Hafiz has become bear to Ashraf Ali. He's saying in his poetry that Hafiz has become bi'at to Ashraf Ali. In spite of the heedlessness, consider his intelligence. Truly it is an act of intelligence. Blessed is that servant, indeed very blessed is that servant, who attaches himself to the Ahlullah, to the friends of Allah, who establishes friendship with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows them to be the friends of his friends. He thus causes his mercy and bounty to descend upon them as well, and eventually it makes them his too. By virtue of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah's company, the destiny of a person changes. Look at this person now. 1 year before he passes away, Allah Ta'ala changes the entire direction of life. Allah Ta'ala gives us the fit to make amal, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، إلهنا ورازقنا، أو كريم رحيم، forgive us for all our sins, O my Allah. The sins of the day, the sins of the night, O my Allah. The sins of the heart, the sins of the eyes, O my Allah. O my Allah, keep our hearts pure and clean, O my Allah. Keep our eyes pure and clean, O my Allah. Keep our limbs, O my Allah. Allah, keep us in your obedience, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. With the power of jazb and pull, O my Allah, pull us towards you, O my Allah. Allah, give us hearts, Ya Allah, that are drowning in your shukr, in your ni'mat, in your bounties. Ya Allah, teach us how to be shukr to you, to thank you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how to do amal, Ya Allah, to please you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us true human beings, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your awliya and your friends, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that appreciate all your bounties and your ni'mas, O my Allah. Give us taqwa, give our families, our children, give them hidayat, give us hidayat. Keep us upon sirati mustaqim, O my Allah. All the fitnas around us, O my Allah. Save us, protect us, O my Allah. Keep our hearts pure and clean upon hidayat, O my Allah, upon iman, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us tawfiq to be complete deen into our lives, O my Allah. As you want it in the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give our wives tawfiq, our children, ourselves, O my Allah. Allah, bring the beautiful deen completely into our lives, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Allah, deen prevail in the world, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen. Give us afiyat, sihat, salamat, and barakat, and izzat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allah, we thank you for all your bounties, O my Allah. O my Allah, the bounty and ni'mat of iman, of Islam, O my Allah. For the bounty of being ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, for the ni'mat of rozi and sustenance for the homes and cars that you have given us, O my Allah. The family, O my Allah, that you have given us. Allah, all the beautiful deeni bounties that you have given us, O my Allah. The physical, the spiritual, the material bounties you have given us, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Internally, externally. Oh my Allah, we thank you, my Allah. We thank you for all the bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, for the health that you have given us, oh my Allah. For the food that you have given us, oh my Allah. For the families and children you have given us, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Accept all the hujjaj, make the hajj easy for them. Open the doors for the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ya Allah. Accept all of our labbaik and take all of us. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين جزاكم الله خير سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك